We hear you. We vibe with you.
7:08, that's your time. 7:08, Shaquan, and I want to vent a bit.
What's up?
Hey, Virginia. You know, in as much as we appreciate our country for not being part of the real Africa, there are certain things that really, really are just frustrating.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in the context of who we are as Namibians. Why are we so swak, Shaquan, as Namibians when it comes to supporting our teams at these national games?
We can't expect the chicken boys to carry us everywhere.
No, we can't, bruh. There needs to be an army of chicken boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Verstandi?
Yeah, yeah. It's true.
And I say this because over the weekend, I had the privilege of attending basketball games.
Okay.
This was the FIBA Women's Basketball League Africa, in which we invited a team from Malawi, Bravehearts, as well as a team from Angola, SC Luanda. It was all the female basketball. On Friday, UNAM Phoenix, we played against Angola's SC Luanda at DHBS. We lost that game, all good and well. But the thing that really frustrated me, Shaquan, is Angola had more of a presence than us as Namibians in that indoor hall.
Sure.
Their support was bigger than ours.
Yeah.
They were louder than ours. And it just felt like I'm sitting in Luanda right now. It was just fala fala, left, right, and center. No disrespect to Angola. But I'm just saying, like, if it's our home game.
What do you mean?
It's our home game.
Yeah, yeah.
How do teams from outside Namibia have more of a presence out and are louder than us at home?
At home, yeah, yeah.
Who? How? Like, how? Like, just make me understand how. Oh, my word. And the thing is, it's almost as if we are too cool as Namibians to, like, scream for our team and, like, be patriotic and, like, maybe even wear a Namibian shirt. I didn't even see one flag or Namibian shirt of any kind during that Friday game.
That's wild.
Fine, cool. Sunday, I come back to the same hall. And we're playing, you know, Phoenix, we're playing against Malawi's Bravehearts. Still, no heavy support. Look, it was full, but you know, just that support, man. That Namibia support.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was full with our people?
With our people, yes.
Yeah.
With our people.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine our venue. But I saw a Malawian flag and I didn't even see a Namibian flag.
Sure.
You see what I mean? And it's like, yo, bruh, like, you know, like, wait, like, what, like, what is wrong? Like, why are we too cool? Why are we too
to show up,
too shy?
For, yeah.
You know, to be aggressively, bruh. If you go to this African country, Shaquan.
Yeah. I've seen. I think I noticed this by the netball games.
Because you were an international yourself.
Games. Yeah. The Region 5. Was it Region 5? The games are
Recently.
Yes.
Earlier this year, was it last year?
No, it was this year.
This year, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it was the same thing.
Yeah. Like, the foreign countries had more presence at these games than our.
And they're singing, and they're loud, and they're happy, and they're, you know what I mean? And then there was a game that we lost against them. Yo! I was mad. But they had a lot of presence.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what a lot of people also don't understand is that when you're on court, on the field, whatever it is, when you don't hear people cheering you on, it kind of also just demoralizes
you. It does.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sports. You need your people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you need someone to stand there and scream, Shaquan!
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or number three.
Yes,
that
yeah, yeah.
You must know you're number three.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
You feel numb.
You get a little bit of huma.
You get a little bit of huma, that extra.
Yeah, yeah.
No, man, it's disappointing, man. And you know, it's a pity now, like, that I experienced this at a basketball game.
Yeah.
It's not just basketball. You mentioned the Region 5.
Yes.
It's everywhere,
it's
dude.
Everywhere. Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? You find someone wearing a Manchester United shirt to a Brave Warriors game.
And also, speaking of Brave Warriors, what's up with this thing of us, like, you know, coming for NFA, not having stadiums that are fit, you know, for the national team to play here? As if we're even going to show up for the game.
As if. No, seriously, as if. No, man, something like, no, man.
Something's
like,
gotta give.
No, something's gotta give. We honestly speaking, then in that department, we suck as a country. We need to be honest about it, and we need to probe it. Like, we can't, like, I just couldn't be. Was it me that's crazy, wa? Am I the crazy one? Am I too unreasonable to expect us to support our own when it comes to these games? Is it like an unrealistic expectation, kwa? Like, NSK, you are just being dramatic again.
No, it's not. Come on, again.
I'm just making sure.
No, that. You're not being unrealistic, man. We need to show up for our people.
Couldn't believe it. And at some point, because you know a DJ is a DJ. A DJ will play according to the demand.
Mm-mm.
At some point, the DJ was playing Fala Fala.
Because Fala Fala was louder.
Fala Fala was louder.
Yo, that music is loud. Tiro is saying our people don't know how to support local. They don't have chance to sing along. Look at the under-17 World Cup in Qatar. People love sports, but not Namibians. Even the Vilviches. The rugby national team is in Dubai.
Yeah, right now. Because they lost to Belgium.
They're there. You know, for the World Cup qualifier, like literally the last chance that we have. And who's even talking about it?
Zero. Phew. And then you must see how South Africans were supporting the Springboks over the weekend. And we wonder how they are so great. It's because of that support, bruh. Anyways, it's fine. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, y'all. Now y'all woke him up again. On a Monday.
Moro, Umez. Kwana. Umez in Chikwana. I'm struggling to switch out of the anti Chekwana moment, you know, yeah. But I think, Omez, you have a point. My only issue is that I have an issue with marketing of sports in this country. Most of the time, by the time we find out about these events, it's the time when the event have already happened. I mean, you don't see anything on the billboards and so forth. We have so many splashy, nice and cool advertising billboards in this city, for example. But you don't see anything about sports and stuff like that. It's only the corporate world that is marketing themselves well. But sports, nope, nada, it's dead. So if you don't market it, people won't know about it, so you can forget about it.
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shekwan. I'm listening to the radio right now, and I fully support Omedenden's frustration with us Namibians not showing up, you know, in support of any event when it comes to sports. It's like, I don't think we are too cool. I think we are too, I don't know what the right word would be to describe us, and in support of the Region 5 games as well. You know, my boy was playing at, I think, the under-17 national team soccer. He was representing Namibia. And seriously, in particular, the game between Namibia and Angola that particular day, you know, the Angolans, you know, they cheered up their soccer team, and we were sitting there complaining about how the boys are playing, but none of us were cheering on these kids, you know? And I think if they know that we are behind them and we see them, you know, we appreciate them being on that specific sport field, they would get that courage, you know, they would put in extra effort. But yeah, that is us Namibians. We like to complain, we like to criticize, but when it comes to showing up for each other, we are not there. We are not there, and it is very important that this should become a very important, urgent change of mentality and mindset. With that said, have a nice day, you guys. See you tomorrow morning.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.